Judges, chapter 8. And the men of Ephraim said to him, Why have you served us thus, that you didn't call us, when you went to fight with Midian? And they chided with him sharply. And he said to them, What have I now done in comparison with you? Isn't the gleaning of the grapes of Ephraim better than the vintage of Abiezer? God has delivered into your hand the princes of Midian, Oreb and Zeb, and what was I able to do in comparison with you? Then their anger was abated toward him, when he had said that. And Gideon came to the Jordan, and passed over, he, and the 300 men who were with him, faint, yet pursuing. And he said to the men of Succoth, Give, I pray you, loaves of bread to the people who follow me, for they are faint, and I am pursuing after Zebah and Zalmunna, the kings of Midian. And the princes of Succoth said, Are the hands of Zebah and Zalmunna now in your hand, that we should give bread to your army? And Gideon said, Therefore when Yahweh has delivered Zebah and Zalmunna into my hand, then I will tear your flesh with the thorns of the wilderness and with briars. And he went up from there to Penuel, and spoke to them in like manner, and the men of Penuel answered him as the men of Succoth had answered. And he spoke also to the men of Penuel, saying, When I come again in peace, I will break down this tower. Now Zebah and Zalmunna were in Karkor, and their hosts with them, about 15,000 men, all who were left of all the host of the sons of the east, for there fell 120,000 swordsmen. And Gideon went up by the way of those who stayed in tents on the east of Nobah and Jogbehah, and struck the host, for the host was secure. And Zebah and Zalmunna fled, and he pursued after them, and he took the two kings of Midian, Zebah and Zalmunna, and he routed all the host. And Gideon the son of Joash returned from the battle from the ascent of Hers. And he caught a young man of the men of Succoth, and inquired of him, and he described for him the princes of Succoth, and its elders, 77 men. And he came to the men of Succoth, and said, Here are Zebah and Zalmunna, concerning whom you taunted me, saying, Are the hands of Zebah and Zalmunna now in your hand, that we should give bread to your men who are weary? And he took the elders of the city, and thorns of the wilderness and briars, and with them he flailed the men of Succoth. And he broke down the tower of Penuel, and slew the men of the city. Then he said to Zebah and Zalmunna, What manner of men were they whom you slew at Tabor? And they answered, As you are, so they were, each one resembled the sons of a king. And he said, They were my brothers, the sons of my mother, as Yahweh lives, if you had saved them alive, I would not slay you. And he said to Jether his firstborn, Rise up, and slay them. But the youth did not draw his sword, for he feared, because he was yet a youth. Then Zebah and Zalmunna said, You rise, and fall on us, for as the man is, so is his strength. And Gideon arose, and slew Zebah and Zalmunna, and took the crescents that were on their camels' necks. Then the men of Israel said to Gideon, Rule over us, both you, and your son's son also, for you have saved us out of the hand of Midian. And Gideon said to them, I will not rule over you, neither will my son rule over you, Yahweh will rule over you. And Gideon said to them, I would make a request of you, that you would give me every man the earrings of his spoil, for they had golden earrings, because they were Ishmaelites. And they answered, We will willingly give them. And they spread a garment, and cast in it every man the earrings of his spoil. And the weight of the golden earrings that he requested was 1,700 shekels of gold, besides the crescents, and the pendants, and the purple raiment that was on the kings of Midian, and besides the chains that were about their camels' necks. And Gideon made an ephod of it, and put it in his city, even in Ophrah, and all Israel prostituted after it there, and it became a snare to Gideon, and to his house. So Midian was subdued before the sons of Israel, and they lifted up their heads no more. And the land had rest 40 years in the days of Gideon, and Jerubbaal the son of Joash went and dwelt in his own house. And Gideon had 70 sons of his body begotten, for he had many wives. And his concubine that was in Shechem, she also bore him a son, and he named him Abimelech. And Gideon the son of Joash died in a good old age, and was buried in the tomb of Joash his father, in Ophrah of the Abiezerites. And it came to pass, as soon as Gideon was dead, that the sons of Israel turned again, and prostituted after the Baalim, and made Baal Berith their god. And the sons of Israel didn't remember Yahweh their God, who had delivered them out of the hand of all their enemies on every side. Neither did they show kindness to the house of Jerubbaal, who was Gideon, according to all the goodness which he had shown to Israel.